of floor malting.
Oh yeah, there's very, very, very few that still floor malt. And I don't think anybody floor malts 100% of what they use, because you just can't.
It's a neat process. You have to see it. So master blender Rachel Berry selected Concerto barley, and the spirit is aged in virgin oak, American oak, and first fill bourbon casks. So the color on this one is like the 80s penny color, a little bit lighter than some of the others. On the nose, I got the malt comes through right away. That pops. And I got the pears, I got honey. On the palate, I got the pears come back. I got some roasted almonds. The finish to me, and again, this needs some water to it, but it's still the finish to me didn't, even after I added water, it was kind of a one and done kind of finish. So, Justin, what do you think?
They're just kilnuming it out there. I got rose petals on the nose. It was tingly. And then I got like raisinettes and whoppers on the palate. It delivers this delicious heat. Really, really tangy.
Yeah.
I got some vanilla and lemons. And the finish for me is all tingly. All back palate again. It's pretty. It's really pretty. What did you think, Bob?
Again, this is another one that just continues to evolve with time. And from when we first poured it to now has significantly changed. We've been fortunate to review the first and the second, now the third release of the malting season. On this one for me, yeah, this one's also drastically changed in the last half hour. On the nose, I'm not getting the malted milk balls so much as I'm getting milk duds.
Okay.
But I also have, there's also that creaminess, that maltiness to it. It's bright, it's fresh. And on the palate, it's got a really nice rolling kind of creamy mouthfeel to it. There's a nice maltiness there to it. I almost get almost a hint of mint. But there's a lovely citrus element to it. It's lemony, like a bright lemon tart. And we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and we were discussing some lovely whiskey from Benriach, the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition. I was just wrapping up my thoughts on it. What do you think, Maury?
Well, I agree with you. It's improved with time, not as much as the predecessor improved with time. I thought when we first poured it, I was really disappointed compared to the previous editions, which we've reviewed and really loved. I love the concept of the old school, old world malting on the floor. And again, it's wonderful to see those malting floors if you've never been
that,
to Scotland.
You can see that in the United States, you know. Hill Rock Distillery does it.
They're doing their own malting? Yeah.
They do their own malting there.
Well, I haven't been there. So
yeah,
thank
it's a very nice, very nice process. It's a good place to visit.
Yeah. So, you know, again, the previous editions were fantastic. This particular one started off very slow, very tight, very closed. It's definitely improved with time and air and water. And I found it to be really fun and really pleasant. It was a well-made whiskey. It was delicious.
What do you think, Brett?
Yeah. It's enjoyable. I told you everything about it.
Okay. That's all you got?
No. I'm saying if you want the malting process, the Hill Rock Distillery up in New York, go and visit, go and take a tour of that.
I just wanted to go back and remember if he's the one that started the circle. So. See, wait a minute. But lovely whiskey. Again, well made, well done. And continuing to evolve in the glass. So I'm going to leave mine there and come back to it in a little bit. So we're going to give the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey from Benriach, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that.
Well, now we're going to talk about Benriach the 16. It's 43% alcohol by volume, or 86 proof. The whiskeys for this expression are at least 16 years old and matured in 3 different types of casks, ex-bourbon, sherry, and virgin oak. It's kind of got a medium yellow color to it. The nose reminded me when you take a McDonald's apple pie and you break it in half and you smell that apple filling.
Real ones, like the old ones?
Yeah. Yeah. I stopped eating them after 91, yeah. So I'm only
the filling would come out at 1600 degrees, yes, and would burn through the tabletop.
Yes. Yeah.
I love those. Supposedly, there's a few McDonald's that still do those, too.
Oh. All right. Well, road trip. I got carrots on it. What? After that. And ginger root.
Carrots. Okay.
Carrots.
How'd you go from baked apple pie to carrots?
Baked apple pie, then carrots and ginger root. That's just how it hit me. On the palate, okay. I got mellow nutty oak, malt, chocolate, orange peel, and the finish.
I want what he's smoking.
I'm still trying to figure out the carrots, but yeah.
The finish is all like orange. An orange peel. It was good. I'm sure you're smoking much better stuff than me. So I got bargain basement.
Maybe ingesting was the right word.
Oh, okay.
Some shrooms or something.
I haven't tried those ever.
There was a pilot who just got busted for doing shrooms.
Yes, he was on the news last night. Yeah. He's got a docuseries coming on. Yeah.
And he said it was a bad lapse in judgment. I'm like, really? Okay.
I mean, I do a lot of DUI law. Whenever I get a client who's busted for snorting cocaine and driving, I'm like, it probably made him a better driver. And you can win a case on that.
Mushrooms?
If you've got cokeheads in the jury, it's a win.
Yeah. I don't think mushrooms. No.
Mushrooms? Probably not.
No.
Well, runways. Which one do I land on? Yeah.
Sorry. No, he pulled the emergency flight. Fire extinguishers in flight.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
He's being charged with like 67 counts of attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
I can plead that to all concurrent. So all the 67 sentences all at the same time.
Well, we'll be sure to reach out and let him know.
Yeah.
What did you think about the whiskey, Maury?
Well, thank you. Which whiskey are we talking about?
The 16.
The 16.
Thankfully, I'm glad we've moved on to the 16. I like the 16 quite a lot. I thought it was a step up. It was definitely better with some water. I agree with everything. Well, I agree with some of what Justin said.
No carrots.
That no carrots. Just but the there's carrot definitely part. Some baked apple and some hazelnut and ginger and stuff on the nose. The palate's nice. It's mouth coating. It's got a pleasant feel. I thought this was a nice whiskey. And again, it was definitely an improvement with some water. Loved it.
I'm excited to have a 16-year-old, scotch. It's like, okay, let's do it. And this one kind of delivers. It's got you know, those baked apple notes to it. And it follows through on the palate. Everything you guys said about it, except for the carrots, I kind of agree with.
The 16-year-old Scotch was happy to have you as well.
Discriminatory. You don't like carrot tops.
Well, the last time he was near a 16-year-old, there was court action involved. I'm just, you know.
Well, I'll get to one with the more age to it next. So
yeah, okay.
Well, that's what they all say at sentencing.
Yeah, exactly. Again, very pretty. A distinct nuttiness on the nose, hazelnuts, walnuts. It's got that sort of bitter walnut skin nose.
Ooh, and I like that.
And there's a little bit of a sweetness, like a Manuka honey or like a hardwood honey. And on the palate, hold on. Again, one that I enjoyed when I first poured it, but it's just getting better. That nuttiness is still there. Most of the front palate is that nuttiness. There's a little bit of that tannin from the skin of the nuts, but it's dark roasted hazelnuts and walnuts for me. There's a very sweet malt, almost like a cream of wheat with a lot of brown sugar. And I definitely get the orange. I get that almost Dalmore-like chocolate orange.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking that up.
That's
so
the one.
That was a good call. Yeah, that's definitely there. So I think this one, this one's solid. So, So we're going to be giving the Benriach the 16 a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's get Maury up to the legal one.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. The next whiskey is the Balvenie 19-year revelation of cask and character, clocking in at 47.5% ABV, our highest whiskey of the morning. 95 proof for those of you challenged mathematically. Justin. Excuse me. This is the fifth release in the Balvenie Stories collection. It is aged entirely in Oloroso casks. The first Balvenie release under malt master Kelsey McKelchny, the successor to the legendary malt master David C. Stewart, who held that position for over 60 years. This expression was crafted as a tribute to Balvenie's own on-site coopers. This is an amazing, amazing whiskey. It's got a beautiful amber color. The nose is just unbelievably complex with layers and layers and layers. The palate is luscious. It's mouth coating. It's got layers upon layers of flavor. I must admit, I am a sucker for a sherried whiskey. I do love a sherry cask finish. This one is balanced. It's not overdone. It's not a glass of sherry. It's a scotch with a little bit of sherry influence. The finish is long and delightful. I sum this whiskey up in 3 letters. Wow. Justin, what do you think?
This was a revelation for me. It had beautiful, complex, sweet flavors. It kind of had like the nasal texture of like fruit pulp in the best possible way. The palate, it had this beautiful tingle in the background. It had like ripe fruits, some dark fruits. It was basically a really good fruit salad, which is a rare thing for me.
Like the Wiggles fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Oh my God. And I just wonder what Master Dave Stewart did after 60 years in that position. Did he miss it or was he done? I couldn't imagine doing anything except this show for 60 years. What'd you think, Brent?
Yes, I enjoyed this one. So mainly on the palate, I got the raspberries, cinnamon, fig, dark cherries. It was all well put together. It wasn't overdone by the sherry. It was just very pleasant. I mean, this is kind of almost like a bourbon drinker's scotch. You know, there's, you know, it's not bourbon, but it's but you can enjoy it still.
It's as much as we're going to get
out of
him.
They're going to put that on the next bottle. It's not bourbon, but you can enjoy it, Brent.
All right. Well,
like it.
I'm not going to even try and hide the fact that I pretty much love everything that comes out of Balvenie. This is fantastic. The nose is just so pretty. Oh, there's just...
Let me just interrupt this show and ask, is this a unicorn whiskey? Can anybody get this whiskey?
Yeah, you can get it. Yeah, this is just burnt
Why
toffee.
Why doesn't Hermit have it?
Because they don't release it anymore. Well,
if we were drinking it, he would look at me and ask me why he doesn't have it. So.
Right. Yeah.
Because they don't Why don't I have it?
It's burnt toffee and sweetness and pastry cream and... Oh, God, you could just smell this for 3 days and just constantly write down words. And on the palate, This is, it was amazing when you opened it. It's just getting better the longer it sits there. I haven't added a drop of water to it because I just don't feel I'm worthy to even have alter this whiskey. It's
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Just rate it already.
I'm just glad that they've got somebody in there taking over after David because he was the man. So, you know, he was my hero. I got to meet him once and hell of a nice guy too. So we're going to be giving the Balvenie, if you can find one, grab it. 5 sips for the 19 year revelation of cask and character. So that takes us to our last whiskey, which is the Muckety Muck Single Grain Malt Whiskey, 26 years old. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. This single grain scotch was distilled at the now-closed Port Dundas Distillery in Glasgow. The Port Dundas Distillery was established in 1810 and gave the world basically two full centuries of exceptional whiskey. Although they closed in 2010, there are remaining stocks. This one is aged 26 years. This is the third release in the Muckety Muck series, with the prior releases being 24 and 25 years. So this has got sort of a burnished bronze color. The nose on it is just, it's like walking into a flower shop, and it just continues to evolve. It's got a beautiful nose, just flowery, honeysuckle, white flowers.
Right, with time, that's really come out. The florist has come out. Yeah. When we first opened it, it didn't have any of that.
It's like walking into a flower shop. It's just sunflowers, yellow flowers, white flowers, honeysuckle. A little bit of orange blossom in there. And on the palate, on the palate, again, also continues to evolve. There's a sweetness there, but there's also sort of an old, sort of a little bit of a musty oak to it. Not so much sweet, more like a molasses than a brown sugar, like a blackstrap molasses. A little bit of a nuttiness, a little bit of an earthiness to it. Very interesting. Very interesting. I, whenever you throw a grain whiskey at me, especially something that's 20 plus years, I'm always excited to try it because it's just something that here in America we don't see very often and most people aren't aware of.
Well, I would have said, Bob, 20, 30 minutes ago, I would have been asking you what you were smoking or drinking or ingesting because right out of the bottle, I didn't get any of this. This... more than anything I've tasted in a long time, is a reflection of your statement of it's been cooped up for 26 years. It's been cooped up. It needed time, and it has evolved quite a bit. When I first poured it, my response was, what else you got? But I agree with you. It's evolved into all the things you've discussed over the last hour or more in the glass. So if you're impatient, don't buy this whiskey.
Yeah. What did you think, Brent?
Yeah, this had that old musty smell to it right off the bat. I was like, you know, really looking forward to getting into it, and it just took a little while. But you know, I got the butterscotch pears, a little bit of tannins on the palate and stuff. It was very enjoyable. I mean, not overly enjoyable, but you know, it's. Yeah.
But you wouldn't pour it out.
No, I wouldn't pour it out. I let it sit for a while.
What did you think, Jason?
So I really didn't like this when we first poured it, and now I really like it. It's one of the more dramatic changes that time and water will give you. So yummy.
Yeah, this one's really evolved. So we're going to give the Muckety Muck single grain malt whiskey 26-year forceps.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for showing up and drinking the free whiskey. So file that in Iron Mountain, will you?
Please.
Thank you, Brent.
It's not bourbon, but it's enjoyable.
And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another damp day in the dank basement.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you for the wonderful scotch. I really appreciated it.
He's had a stroke, I think. For Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Madman Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is far too short to drink bad whiskey. Unfortunately, we didn't have to drink any bad whiskey today.
Dabba-dabba-doo.
It's just remarkable how much it changes over time.
Holy camoly.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you.